Washington's quiet surrenders and loud distractions. The Trump administration's 25-day window to seek rehearing on the federal court ruling striking down its birthright citizenship order closed Tuesday without a filing. The administration had publicly and repeatedly promised to immediately challenge the ruling. Missing a deadline of this magnitude in a case this politically central is not a procedural accident. It is a strategic retreat conducted without acknowledgement. The calculation appears to be that the optics of losing again at the rehearing stage, or the legal team's assessment that the ruling was sound, outweighed the cost of quiet abandonment. The practical result is that birthright citizenship protection stands, and the loudest promise made in the ruling's aftermath has simply been dropped. A separate pattern emerged in the federal courts. Judges across hundreds of cases have called Trump Justice Department conduct unlawful and unethical. When independent judges across that many jurisdictions reach the same conclusion, legal observers note, the record reflects systemic policy rather than individual prosecutorial error, and the institutional damage follows the department long after any particular administration ends. Electorally, Speaker Johnson and Trump are using the Democratic Socialists of America's platform document to label the entire Democratic Party as communist ahead of November midterms. An aggressive message that, based on 2022 swing voter data, is likely more effective than a substantive policy contrast. The DHS data chief's public resignation, in which he called the administration's approach a war on immigrants, and simultaneous ICE arrests of foreign nationals with expired visas at 15 or more U.S. airports, illustrate the internal temperature inside the department. Not just policy disagreement, but at the analytical level, signs of institutional morale collapse. The Fauci diaries, surfacing ahead of Senate testimony, give the Republican message machine specific, named, quotable material about internal pandemic-era disagreements. Content calibrated to keep COVID-19 origins in the news cycle through the election rather than in response to any new factual development.